Hi, Harper. You know, it's hard to even put into words what it's been like here in Jamaica over the last few days. I think, you know, the buildup of and the change in course was something crazy in itself. The storm itself, Hurricane Melissa, was absolutely terrifying. I mean, it honestly brings me chills just thinking about it. The wind howled nonstop, and you could feel the pressure everywhere in your chest, anxiety the entire time, trees falling. Surprisingly, cell service held through almost all of it. And that was, you know, both a blessing and a curse, I'd say. Messages were coming in from our friends and family in the area. People were saying their roofs were flying and they didn't know what to do. One of my friends had her children underneath the bed with water coming in around them because their roof had gone. Balcony doors ripping off in high rises while people were still inside them and having to lock in bathrooms and ride it out while the hurricane was essentially in their apartment. Yeah, all the while we're, you know, still in the middle of the storm ourselves. I remember hearing my father's neighbor's roof had gone and then couldn't hear from him, and that feeling of helplessness is something I can't even put into words. When it finally passed, went outside and it's like waking up in another world. The next morning, because he couldn't really go out that night. Jamaica's a beautiful island, honestly, but it's devastated. Here in Montego Bay, it's bad, but the southern parts of the island, places like Black River, Treasure Beach, Blue Fields, White House, they're just gone. Whole communities have been flattened. Roads are buried under fallen trees, have completely been ripped up. Power lines are everywhere. Rivers have overflowed, taken homes with them. It's not just damage. Really, it's complete destruction. Right now, most people are without power, water. For most people, there's no way to communicate. Our cell coverage is down too. Those lucky enough to have generators are helping each other out, charging phones, have Starlink, letting people come over and connect, boil water, that sort of thing. The government and private groups are trying to mobilize, but it's a massive challenge. So many areas are still cut off completely. Where we're saying it will be days to get to them. My own mother-in-law is up in a remote area of Trelawney, and we have not heard from her. We haven't heard from her, and it's hard. Have to keep staying positive and, you know, hope that people get connected. Hope for the best. We all have a sense of community. What keeps people going is the Jamaican spirit. Honestly, that's all I can say. It's an unbreakable love and light that defines the island. Even with everything gone, we have to stay resilient. That's who we are as a country. I was fortunate. I'm safe. But so many people are waiting to hear from their loved ones, and so many have lost everything. It's heartbreaking. But at the same time, I'll say there's some strength in the air of community, of country, of, you know, like what they say, this is going to sound cheesy, but of one love out of many one people is Jamaica's motto. And I'm confident that we will build back. But we do need the support. And what I can say is that, if you know of anyone or anyone wants to donate to a cause, we do need that extra help, and the government has set up a great relief fund called supportjamaica.gov.jm, and any little thing counts.